The 2005 Bears have played like throwbacks from the leather helmet era. And in week 13 against the Packers, they did it again. Thomas Jones provided 27 of his game-high 93 rushing yards to set up a 21-yard Robbie Gould field goal and a 3-0 Bears lead early in the second quarter. A botched handoff ended Chicago's next possession, and Green Bay capitalized with a 2-yard Sam Gatto touchdown run to claim a 7-3 second quarter lead. After Chicago answered with a field goal, the Packers once again drove deep into Chicago territory. Only this time, Charles Tillman intercepted Brett Favre in the end zone and returned it 95 yards to the Packers' 7-yard line. The interception helped end a streak of 26 straight games in which Favre had thrown a touchdown pass against Chicago, the longest such streak in the NFL. Robbie Gould booted a 25-yard field goal in the final play of the first half for a 9-7 Chicago lead. The second half was all Bears. They ran the ball on 20 of 26 plays in the second half as Thomas Jones eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark for the first time in his career. Robbie Gould pushed Chicago's lead to 12-7 early in the fourth quarter with his fourth field goal. Chicago's league-leading defense took over from there, forcing three more Packer turnovers. First, Tommy Harris forced a fumble by tackling Brett Favre mid-handoff. Then on Green Bay's next possession, Charles Tillman blindsided Favre, forcing another fumble. But both times, Chicago was unable to convert the turnovers into points. Still clinging to a 12-7 lead, Nathan Vasher nabbed his seventh interception of the year and returned it 45 yards for Chicago's only touchdown of the game. The return sealed a 19-7 Bears win and up Chicago's record to 9-3, while Green Bay falls